I'm here with Joey Bunch of Colorado Politics and Jesse Paul with the Denver Post. Democratic Congressman Jared Polis and Republican State Treasurer Walker Stapleton will face off in the governor's race. Joey, two very different candidates.
Absolutely. You know, voters are going to know what they're picking in November. A year ago, we were expecting it to be Jared Polis and Walker Stapleton. Now we've got Jared Polis and Walker Stapleton. Jared has staked out a beachhead on the left, and Walker Stapleton has done the same thing on the right, but there's this vast ocean of unaffiliated voters in the middle. So it's going to be interesting to see how they manage their messaging from here to November to reach those unaffiliated, presumably moderate voters.
Already they're trying to distinguish themselves from each other. It seems like it's going to be pretty divisive, a lot of money, and then we have whatever's happening federally that could impact this race.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. The oil and gas industry is just going to back a dump truck full of money up to Colorado and dump it in this race because they see Jared Polis as an existential threat. Now, Jared Polis can write million-dollar checks out of his own bank account, but he's also got a lot of wealthy liberal friends that can do the same. So, you know, I wouldn't watch a lot of television between now November if you don't like attack ads.
Stick to Netflix and Amazon. Jesse, we have other statewide races as well, such as the Attorney General. What are going to be some of the big issues there for voters? And do you think the Attorney General's race is going to be centered on mostly just Colorado issues, or do you think what's happening nationally could impact it?
Well, the Democratic primary for Colorado Attorney General is really fascinating because you had two very differing styles of governing. You had one liberal academic from Boulder, a University of Colorado law professor, versus Joe Salazar, kind of a fiery state legislator who's known for making these incendiary comments, and their styles were completely clashing. The one thing that they both kind of agreed on was this pushback against the Trump administration and vowing to run campaigns and, if elected, really be a rebuke for the White House from Colorado. The way that they wanted to do that was so different, and voters had an interesting choice between that. It was a really fascinating money battle, a battle of ideology, a battle of name ID. But I think when you're looking ahead to this general election for George Brockler, it's going to be really fascinating to see that Trump rebuke theme play out here. Democratic attorneys general have played such an important role in pushing back against the White House. It'll be interesting to see if Colorado voters want to go that route.
And Republican George Brockler didn't have a primary. He's known for being the prosecutor in the Aurora Theater shooting. How closely do you think he's going to tie himself to Trump?
That kind of remains to be seen. He's put out an ad already that didn't even suggest that he was Republican. And then when the Republican Attorney General's Association came in immediately after the primary and dropped an ad on George Brockler's behalf, it didn't suggest he was a Republican as well. So to me, it doesn't seem like he's going to, at least in the immediate term, be tying himself to Donald Trump. I think that that would be kind of dangerous for him. It would maybe scare some unaffiliated voters away. So far, Brockler's kind of positioning this race as him being experienced versus whoever the Democratic nominee being inexperienced. So voters, again, will have this really interesting choice between two very contrasting styles.
We had highest turnout in the state history for this primary. Unaffiliated voters participated for the first time, but more of them chose to vote in the Democratic primary versus the Republican. What does that mean? Are Democrats more energized, or what are some of those other factors, and how do you think that may play out this November?
I think that's exactly what it means. And, you know, I went back and looked, and normally in midterm elections, Democrats don't vote that strongly in Colorado, but boy, they sure did this time. I think there were 100,000 more Democrats that voted. Now, granted, the Republicans didn't have quite as competitive a race at the top of the ticket, but, you know, unaffiliated voters, they didn't turn out in huge numbers either. But they tended to lean toward Democrats. So if I'm a Republican, I'm concerned about that for November.
I think when you take into consideration the fact that the unaffiliated voting bloc is the largest in the state and they lean towards Democrats or at least voted in the Democratic primaries, I think that Walker Stapleton could be in trouble because of his embrace of Trump. I don't know if he's going to walk that back come the midterm election, but he's certainly going to have to figure out a way in order to speak to those unaffiliated voters if he wants to win the general.
Jesse Paul with the Denver Post, Joey Bunch with Colorado Politics. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.